This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello, beautiful community. You're listening to Spark My Muse. This is your host, Lisa Colon-Delay. This is Soul School 282, A Healing Presence in a Traumatized World. I came across a video featuring Dr. James Finley. This was an event hosted by the Contemplative Life Ministries at St. Barnabas. This event happened in March of 2023. This year, James Finley published a book called The Healing Path, A Memoir and an Invitation. I will be linking to the event YouTube where you can see this entire event that features him, as well as the link to his book. James Finley is probably best known as someone who was a monk for a number of years and was a novice under Thomas Merton. He went on to be a psychotherapist and has been on the core team with Richard Rohr at the Center of Action and Contemplation. When you hear him, he is a beautiful soul. He is a very gentle person. He came from a very abusive and violent background with a father who was a raging alcoholic. This was part of his formative years. This is actually what drew him close to the church and close in his relationship with God. And he wrote this book in order to explore the mysterious place where suffering and the presence of God touch each other. He has this gentleness about him, this non-anxious presence about him. And if you are able to watch this event, I think you will gain very much just listening in. What I wanted to do is read part of the transcript. So I'll be reading what James Finley spoke. And the parts I want to read are really beautifully said. I won't do them justice by reading them myself. I hope you get an idea of what he was speaking about and the tone in which he was speaking to. Around minute 7:50, he said, "The surprising thing is that the intimate healing that spirituality brings into our lives is often hidden in the muck and the mire of the very things about ourselves we wish weren't true, and the secret opening to which we pass into wholeness is hidden in the center of those wounds we are most afraid to approach. That door grants us access to boundless fulfillment. It's hidden in the unfinished business of our lives." I'm going to pause 1 minute to say, this hit me very profoundly. Those wounds that are the unfinished business of our lives are the places where we will intersect with the presence of God. But we won't necessarily see that because that will be hidden from us until we persist and move to those places that we're afraid of. The places where we do not want to feel vulnerable, and the things we tend to not sit with and listen to. Sometimes they're sad things. Sometimes they're tender things. And sometimes they're disarmingly simple. Sometimes they're joyful things. And these make up the intimate substance of who we really are and who we are called to be. God protects us from nothing. But at the same time, we are inexplicably, unexplainably sustained in all things by God. I want to stop for a minute and talk about that, because when Finley speaks about being there for people, being a healing presence in a traumatized world, being there for people in their suffering, we can't necessarily stop what's happening with people suffering, especially the internal suffering someone might have. And Finley is very clear that when he became close to God and gave everything to God because of his suffering, God did nothing to change that, but he felt saved by God. He felt the strength to carry on. So Finley says clearly, God protects us from nothing, but at the same time, we are inexplicably, unexplainably sustained in all things by God. Later on, a woman goes on to ask him at the question segment of the event about this suffering. What are we supposed to do with it? And he said, This is a mystery. You know, why do these things happen? She was saying, why do these terrible sufferings and traumas happen? And the terrible things that happen in the world that God is not protecting us from. And he refers to the cross, the idea of love crucified. And what does the world look like from the point of being nailed to the cross as an innocent person, as the innocent Savior? It is inexplicable, the violence that the world does. And the suffering that the world heaps, humans heap on each other, that there is no reasonable way to understand it. There is no explanation. And that God doesn't protect us from ourselves in those ways. We have free will to enact violence and abuse on others. And those who are abused, oftentimes they're not protected. We're not rescued in ways that we hope to be. In faithfulness and surrender to God, in all things, we are sustained, he says. Finley says, we can lose our way in our own life when trauma closes us off to experiencing God's presence until there is, finally, breathing space there for us. Often, sometimes with the help of just one person who cares about us, or that person is there for us, someone is there, and we breathe into it. We breathe into the portion of our life that we haven't been able to. We haven't had any time to reflect because we've been in survival mode, I would add. We can see something of the presence of God shining through the suffering and sustaining us in the suffering. Finley goes on to mention that keeping our childlike, disarming wonder deepens this intimacy we have with God. Too often we are made brittle and bitter and cynical by our suffering, but that as we stay pliable, God will seem more intimate to us. So we are trying to come home by dropping down into and descending into a deeper, intimate interiority with the unfolding mystery of our own life and the mysterious way that we've become who we are. Finley says, we subsist in God like light subsists in flame. It's such an interesting metaphor, such an interesting image. We subsist in God like light subsists in flame. Finley puts it this way, it's something you already know in some way, but tend to forget it, these things of God. Also, sometimes we catch ourselves in the idolatry of progress or achieving or acquiring, instead of placing our faith in God being infinitely in love with us in the midst of our confusion and in the midst of our wayward ways. And I would add that there are times later after trauma where we try to make sense of how we tried to rectify our trauma without the tools or the insights to do such things. We will go back over those things in our minds, we'll ponder them. In a sense, we'll sink into deeper and deeper confusion and quandary. At 53 minutes and 50 seconds, Finley says, we play out the ritualistic reenactment of our fears and our shame-based stories of ourselves that go on and on and on. But sometimes we get the delightful realization that even though you don't break the thread, it is already dissolving, being unraveled by God's infinite mercy for you, loving you through and through and through in the midst of your wayward ways and all that is unresolved in your heart. This thread he talks about is what tethers us to all that is infinitely less than God. It is the things that we go back to again and again that are less than God that we use to try to make ourselves feel better. The word trauma means wound, or a source of suffering is a trauma. And as human beings, we are subject to traumas, great and small. But the deep trauma is a traumatized capacity to habitually abide in the infinite love that's welling it up and giving itself to us breath by breath. And because we're exiled from that love, we act out the traumatizing things we do to ourselves and to each other on earth. Finley says, the response to suffering is love. Only love has the authority to name who we are. Only love has the authority to name who we are. So we are grounded in a love that utterly transcends yet utterly permeates, living by an inner light in the midst of our conditions. Incarnate, infinity, intimately realized over time as we live, and the wisdom is sifted. These messy details are not glossed over, but walked through and felt. We move through our traumas with incarnate infinity, infinitely realized over time. And he concludes the portion by saying, may your hearing of these reflections and may your listening together to these words in a sincere and heartfelt manner help you to find your way yet further along the healing path on which you have already embarked as you continue on this way. I hope that you continue to discover in all sorts of unexpected ways that you are becoming a healing presence in an all too often traumatized and traumatizing world. By that I mean you will continue to be graced with realizations. You are becoming someone in whose presence others are better able to experience the gift and the miracle of who they really are deep down and who they're called to be, so that they in turn pass on the contagious energy of healing to others. Amen. So be it. So that was just a sample, a small portion of the transcript of the event called Becoming a Healing Presence in a Traumatized World, an event with Dr. James Finley, hosted by Contemplative Life Ministries at St. Barnabas. If any of that was enjoyable or insightful to you, I invite you to watch the event in its entirety. It really touched me deeply. These words of James Finley are probably best heard again and again. So you might need to hear this podcast episode at least one more time. Let it settle deep, deep into your bones, into your interior, into the place that is the incarnate infinity intimately realized in you over time as we live in this world together, as we try to become a more healing presence, even to ourselves, but also to others. I invite you to go to the Substack page that I do. You can find that link at sparkmymuse.com, and I invite you to go there. I am writing more on that page throughout the week as thoughts come to me, and I want to share them with you. I want us to grow in wholeness. And if you have any questions or you would like to be accompanied, please reach out. Until we meet again, may you feel blessed and at peace.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.